We have nationalgunassociation.org. We're a multicultural group. And here's the whole problem. Part of your group right now just said flat out, let me put it in his exact words, guns don't kill people, minorities do. That's a great statement to make. We're a multicultural group.
I don't follow that statement.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We get what he was saying. Guns don't kill people, minorities do. That's a racist statement.
Typical Klan and stuff, you know?
Yeah, and here's the great thing. We're trying to bring Bo Bergdahl home from Afghanistan. We've been working with the Muslims trying to do things. They've actually offered to stand next to us. We have a black board member in Africa right now. We've gone worldwide. We've been at this 8 months. We have Russian, Colombian, Brazilian, New Zealand. We have people worldwide. The Irish Republican Army coming on board. Everybody is sick and tired of the tyranny, the occupation that's going on, the false wars, our troops coming home, putting bullets in their head because they can't deal with what they did, and they know what they did was to serve our country, but our government sent them there for BS. A good friend of mine, 16 years, he couldn't get help from the VA. Last week, put a bullet in his head. A young kid put a bullet in his head, who fought for this country, came home and didn't get any help. The Second Amendment's to protect the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And when people start waking up and smelling the coffees, or who actually fought here, mm-hmm. blacks, Indians, everybody fought. It wasn't just white people, mm-hmm. like they portray in the news and everything else, and in the storybooks, and the fairy tales they teach our children.
So, what's your particular outlook on the SAFE Act at this point, and what are you guys doing about
it? It's unconstitutional, and it's going down.
It's immoral.
The Constitution stands. And here's the great part. A well-regulated militia is the first part of the Second Amendment.
And there's nothing well-regulated about the gun craziness that's going on now.
We're trying to put a stop to it.
The NRA is an evil bunch.
Yes. Let me explain something to you. There's a difference. Give me a minute. Okay, give me a minute. We're National Gun Association. We took the NRA to their knees for what they weren't doing. They weren't helping the kids on the street. They weren't helping our veterans. They haven't been doing anything. The Republican Party is the NRA. They are the ones that are backing the financial wars that are going on. You want to stop the terrorism and everything else? Stop the hate and the racism. People are tired of dying. Why do you think people are blowing things up here? Okay, and if you don't help a child on the street, what are they going to do? If you don't give somebody that got in trouble a second chance, what are they going to do? They're going to get out of jail. And every cop agrees with me, flat out, and they're standing with us. Because you don't give somebody an opportunity to change their life, they're going to pick up a gun and shoot somebody again. It's not the gun. It's the social atmosphere that we have in this country that's causing it. Nobody will help the kids. We are. We're the good, hardcore gunners, lady.
Yeah, but
I understand.
I
would like you to.
Yes. I mean, the European countries don't have... We're the biggest... our country has the most people dead from gun violence.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute.
You're wrong. 55,000 in Mexico.
I let you finish. Now you let me finish.
You go right ahead.
And, yeah, I mean, our country has more killings from guns.
And that's because
we have more guns available. No. There's a lot to that.
Where's
it takes two things. It takes somebody that's crazy enough to pick up a gun, but it also needs a lot of guns. It needs the easiness of getting guns.
It's not that easy to get a gun.
Oh, yes, it is.
And you realize most
more
of
the bad people.
Hang on a minute. Most of the people that used a gun in a crime didn't have a criminal background.
May I ask her?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm talking about...
That's not
Sandy Hook.
Wait. I'm going to ask a question. I'll let you respond however you like to respond. Are you calling for a ban on guns or a heavier restriction?
Yes, I think there should be a ban on guns.
Okay, now my following question is, and you can answer it however you like, do you think the Jews in the 1930s would have had a better chance to survive the Holocaust had they been armed to the teeth like we are? Wait, let that sink in. If they had a Second Amendment, And they could be have a well-regulated militia, have AR-15s and AK-47s and 9mm, and they were strapped. Do you think the Nazis and the Gestapo and Hitler would have done what they've done to the Jews in 1930s?
6 to 12.
And those who do not learn their history are condemned to repeat it.
Okay, Hitler, you want my answer now?
Yes, go ahead.
You're going to wait for my answer?
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to give me a chance to give my answer?
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. It was Hitler's people that had the guns.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people. It was their agenda. It was...
Excuse me. I heard your question. I'm Jewish.
Yes.
I'd like to answer.
Yes.
No.
No. May I ask why?
That's right. I agree with you.
May I ask why? If you're...
I don't know that I have enough time here.
No, it's okay.
What I suggest you do is take a look at some of the reasons that the Jews were killed.
We are working on that.
They were made for
straight. There is no reason to cause a genocide.
Go ahead.
I just want to say that the powers that be in those days are not that different from the powers that be in these days.
Oh yes, there are 70,000 people were slaughtered by Obama supporting the rebels.
I can continue. If you keep interrupting me, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're just a brain dead liberal.
The people that were against the unions, against the homosexuals, against the Catholics, mm-hmm. against the Jews and the Gypsies.
You're speaking about the powers that be, right?
That's right.
Okay.
And they are the ones who controlled where the guns were. The resistance had guns. The resistance, I think perhaps when Franco came into Spain, the first thing that he did was to issue a decree. More than three people standing in public talking to each other are arrested.
Wow.
There is no right of assembly. What we have here today, what you have in your group,
wow.
people have died for.
Yeah. And I appreciate it. Okay. I sincerely do.
So there is no way that the 6 million Jews who were killed, which go through many, many countries, helped by many, many local countries who were sympathetic with the Nazi movement, which meant in those days jobs, no unions, and the promise of promises of promises.
False hope.
So my question for you guys, and I don't want an answer, I'm going to leave.
Sure.
There was a company called
Blackwater. We got worried
about you. We didn't
know where you went. Blackwater? Blackwater, private military contractors, yeah.
Right. They were hired by Monsanto to work for them. There are companies in this country, corporations, who are hiring armed people to protect their facilities. Where do you guys come out in favor, against, support, fight? How do you address, if there's drilling that comes to this area and Exxon says we're hiring Blackwater to keep our perimeter, screw your water, what do you do with your gun? I tell you, it's not a simple thing.
It's a small piece of the puzzle.
I appreciate what you're...
It is.
You've got wisdom.
I appreciate...
Practical
what
skills.
What I really like about what I'm seeing here is that you people aren't sitting on your butt. That's what...
Thank
the
you.
Fact that we disagree...
That's
maybe,
okay. That's
maybe.
Right.
And I'm not sure we disagree.
That's all right.
I'm not sure we disagree because I'm looking at your face, and
we're
your face, and my
ideas.
Face. And I'm saying... You might not believe it, but we're all in trouble.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I believe that.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, that I agree with you.
Friend.
That I agree with you. Take care. Any questions?
So, what are people doing to remediate the SAFE Act? I mean, is there any kind of repeal process going on? What's happening and how can people support it?
Well, it's individually, each person, to be honest with you.
Sure.
They can do their own thing. Go ahead, man.
Well, just having gatherings and petitions... That speaks volumes, you know, just having signatures and faces of people and just gatherings. You know, you see just what, 4 of us, 5 of us, 10, 15, no more than that, you know. Now imagine the other people that disagree with the New York State Gun Safe Act, which is unsafe because it makes us vulnerable, it disarms us. They're chipping at the Second Amendment little by little. It's not done entirely overnight. No, this is a gradual process to give you an illusion that it, you know, it's not going to go away, but eventually it is. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just one more stepping stone towards disarmament. But you asked me, what are we doing? Well, we're just showing the numbers, and we'd like to get more support.
Do you know if there's any lawsuits happening currently over that?
Oh, yeah. They, if I'm not mistaken, that picture I sent you on email of the map of how many counties in New York State is opposing it is over, like, I say just 98%. It's just Long Island, five boroughs, and just one county in the middle of New York State. There's kind of like in the air about it.
So are they all together in a lawsuit?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Of course. And we're not here as radicals. We're not here advocating for the overthrow of government. As a matter of fact, I believe in government, but the right proper government, because an excess amount of anything is bad for you. As you know, even too much water in your system can kill you. Yeah,
done it.
I believe in government. I believe in authority and law enforcement, but the right kind, you know. But when you're asking for the citizens to be vulnerable, mm-hmm. you know, and disarmed, well, ask the citizens back in Louisiana when Katrina hit. You know, they were disarmed, and how vulnerable were they to the thugs in the street, you know?
So mm-hmm. the people that came here in 1959 to Florida from Cuba, there's a guy named Manuel Martinez, and he said, this is not something that should ever be politicized. I watch mothers get murdered in front of their children and them next, all because of what they believed. And I believe in my heart, this, again, you got to get the politics out of it if you want to see it at face value for what it really is. Every one of us out here, whether it's that racist kid over there, or my best friend or my worst enemy, there's a racist gentleman over here talking disrespectful. And what I'm trying to say is, people, no one has the right to be murdered. And if somebody is so evil that they decide, I'm going to do it anyway, they're playing God. And that person has the victim has the right to defend themselves in the last resort. They didn't go out there, you know what I'm saying, instigating.
And one thing I want to say, if the 50 states in the Union would like to repeal the Second Amendment and they're all for it, then by all means, go for it. But you got to get a vote of 2/3 of the states, of the 50 states in the Union, just 2/3 of them. They all got to be, you know, yay-sayers saying, let's get rid of the Second Amendment. If you guys want to do that, that's fine. But don't have the supreme law of the land to be standing in good faith, and then at the same time, you want to pass some laws, you know, being hypocritical, contradicting to what's the supreme law of the land. Now, if you're going to go against the supreme law of the land, then, I mean, what are you going to be upholding and, you know, being honorable to? Mm-hmm. Because, after all, that is the supreme law of the land. Am I being radical? Am I being un-American because I believe in our Second Amendment? You know, this wasn't given to us in a silver platter. This was fought and died for, whatnot. And this country was the only country that was established where the majority of the people are given rights and the government is given privileges. And you see the transition to where we are becoming vulnerable, but we are given privileges. We have to be licensed for every activity that we engage in, to the point that, you know, now is the state that's, you know, I guess you could say the emperor, if you will. Mm. So, you know, if you understand where we come from and, you know, what this country was based upon, and appreciate the liberties you have, just understand, once the Second Amendment is taken away from you, it's not going to be given back to you. Don't expect
it'll be
it.
Too late to be able
don't
to do
expect
about
next
it.
Week saying, okay, here you go, it's back, it's yours again. No, they're not going to give it to you. You're going to have to start another revolution to have what we have today.
And also, if you look at something, I've always believed something. A lady once asked me, a single mother asked me, do you have a problem with me carrying a loaded pistol while you're eating? I said, I have a problem with you not carrying one. And she says, huh, that's strange. Why? I said, number one, ma'am, the only reason I would have a problem with you packing a .45 or whatever you have is if A, I plan on attacking you, B, I plan on controlling you, or C, violating you in some way, or maybe a combination of all of them. And let me ask you, ma'am, I said, if you're sitting in here not being a threat to yourselves or others, just trying to go from point A to point B in one piece getting home, tell me, why should I want you disarmed? Simple. Because subconsciously, in the back of my mind, I know what I want to do to you. And I know that if you're disarmed, I can do this to you, and you can't do anything about it.
You're saying a lot.
And you know what? If you are armed,
I'll tell you what.
Find another old lady over there who's not armed.
Wait. If you want to bring this to a religious point of view, remember when
I'm pretty old.
We never called you old. When the Bible, Cain killed Abel. What did it say in the Bible? Did God himself blame the tool that Cain used to kill Abel? Or did he hold the individual responsible? No matter how I kill you,
he made him go exile.
You're not going to blame the tool. You're going to blame me for putting that plan into action, for causing a person to be deceased.
God said in Matthew that the evil comes from one's heart, not from your skin color, not from being an Arab or from a Hebrew or from a Turkish.
I don't have a gun because you're beginning to irritate me.
You know what? But I love her straight upness. This is a good woman.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
She didn't sugarcoat me. Thank you. Mean it. But you know.
But overall,
she's a good person.
If we're being radicals, we're believing in the Second Amendment, just grab 2/3 of the states to repeal it and just to make amendments to have it removed from the Constitution.
That's what I want.
But do it the proper way. Do it the proper way. Do it through the Constitution.
I mean, I'm adamant about it because I've seen things with my own two eyes.
You guys have been holding the floor. You two would like to say anything?
Please forgive me.
Sure. I believe it's right because single mothers would be able to protect themselves and their family. If it was taken away, who knows what could happen? People are evil and people got bad ways, but protecting our constitutional rights was given to us, and why should it be taken away?
Pretty good.
I just want to conclude this with, I have a 3-year-old son and I refuse to give him to have him inherit a world where Nazi Germany was able to do what they was able to do because the citizens were not armed to the teeth like we are. The Second Amendment is not there for hunting, it's not there for sporting, it's there to protect ourselves from government if they ever get tyrannical. Now, the notion that imperfect men could be responsible, dictate, and govern other imperfect men is crazy, just even putting that in a sentence. After all, we are people and we are imperfect,
Yeah.
So, who am I to have a clean cut, a suit, and a tie, and you're going to trust everything that comes out of my mouth, like as if we never heard I did not sleep with that woman or there was weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? How many times we're going to be lied to, and then you're going to call me a conspiracy theorist because I don't believe what comes out of their mouth the next time they speak in a State of the Union address? Like, come on, get real.
History repeats itself.
Those who do not learn their past is condemned to repeat it. So I'd just like to leave it on that note, and I appreciate your time.
I really appreciate your time. Thank you all.
What are you thinking about fracking?
I think that we should stop it.
Funny enough, my own people don't like this, but I'm against it also.
I'm definitely going to visit your website.